So interestingly, I'm going to point out, though, that in terms of neoadjuvant therapy, of these investigators, there are three, and that's a distinct minority, who use Bev in the neoadjuvant setting. Any thoughts about that?
Yeah, so again, doctors do what they do based on a label, and that's off-label. So the bevacizumab label, as of June 13th, 2018, was after surgery. So when you give bevacizumab before surgery, although it's a pretty good idea because that's a sick patient and society's in needs help, technically it's off-label. So that's why there's some uncertainty here. I think doctors really kind of prefer it if it's reimbursed, but because the label specifically mentions after surgery, technically it's off-label. I like it, but it's a reimbursement risk.
Well, the other thing is when we present a scenario where the patient has, in addition to extensive abdominal disease, bilateral pleural effusions, you know, still you don't see much Bev, like the same three or four docs. But kind of at that point, I mean, you should be getting a better response if you add Bev in.
So Tiwari presented a final overall survival for GOG-218, and in those stage 4 patients, there was a 10-month improvement in overall survival in the stage 4 subgroup, which was consistent with the high-risk subgroup in ICON 7. So I get it that those are, you know, post-hoc analyses, but many of us think that that's the best patient. These patients who are sick, have widely metastatic disease, stage 4, if you will, who can benefit from bevacizumab, and I think we think that that, you know, survival advantage may actually be real. Said another way, stage 4 patients behave like stage 3 patients. Stage 4 patients behave like stage 3 patients if you add bevacizumab. You can make that negative stage 4 prognostic factor go away with bevacizumab.
I think that, you know, when you start talking about, for example, liver mets, people maybe are more inclined, who patient presents with metastatic disease, you see more people using Bev. But theoretically, if they've got pleural effusions, I don't know that it's really that much different.
Right. And, you know, my experience is, and I think the market research would support, that the medical oncologists endorse more frontline bevacizumab than the gynecologic oncologist. And I'm not sure why. Maybe it's their experience in colorectal cancer. Maybe it's their familiarity with the toxicity. But if you look at the use of bevacizumab at the time of the label, it was about 30%, okay? It's about double that now. So having that label was impactful in expanding the opportunity, particularly for reimbursement. And so I think that that was important.